Welcome back to the Ramble Room. We have all the usual suspects today, along with Seth, who is back with us. Welcome back. Read an article earlier this week out of Breitbart, and I wish I could remember who was quoted, but essentially it was some liberal Democrat saying, the Second Amendment is not about weapons of war. Now, bear that in mind as I just go back one more time and read the Second Amendment.
Say one more time. We're going to do this a lot more.
this is a hot topic.
A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Liberty is based upon or founded upon the idea of private property. We just talked a little bit ago about you owning your own self. Self-ownership is the foundation for liberty. And then if you own yourself and you own any other property, that ownership is only relevant if you have the wherewithal to defend it, to protect it, to keep it. And rather than have just a completely chaotic society, which would not be a society at all, where everyone has what they have and has to be constantly diligent because there are bad people in the world who will want to come take what you have rather than go make their own, rather than every individual be solely responsible for policing and for protecting their own things, we created what we call a civil society. And that was the reason that government was brought about, was to do things in common on a few levels in order to preserve individual liberty. That's what this country was founded on. That's how this works. So the idea that the Second Amendment has nothing to do with weapons of war is absolutely ludicrous, because it's talking about a militia. It's talking about a group of citizens who are able to defend and protect by any means necessary whatever it is that they have acquired and would like to save. This is not talking about the National Guard, who might be subject to some federal authority at certain times, or even now, God forbid, the UN. So a well-regulated militia, we talked about the word regulated before, meaning that they don't have a whole bunch of laws over them. It means that they are trained and they understand what they're doing. They're regulars. You can expect them to behave in a certain way because they have been trained to behave in a certain way and to protect us. And it says it's being necessary to the security of a free state. What that's saying is that you can't have freedom unless you can defend it, because there are bad people in the world and they want to come take what is yours.
And they're not coming with muskets.
No, not anymore.
No.
When you have people sitting around prospering and they don't have any way to protect their prosperity, there are other people who want to come in, whether it's you in your neighborhood or your town or your state or your country. There's always somebody going around looking for unprotected property and lives.
Because it's easier to go take something from someone else than it is to actually build it yourself. You didn't build that. I want it.
But we're not just talking about robbers in black and white striped clothing and eye patches. Eye masks. I don't want to say masks.
Dan Crenshaw, if you're listening, we're not ragging on you.
We're not just talking about robbers the way that little children see them or something like that, or even highly sophisticated thieves. We're talking about, in this day and age, the government itself coming and trying to take what you built under the guise of, you didn't build that.
And I've heard the argument so many times that the United States military won't stand for it. They say, oh, we're coming to take your guns, the United States military won't stand for it. Well, at a certain number of them wouldn't. But then you have the UN.
Well, they're working on taking those people that would out.
Right. Yeah. Right. They're weeding out radicals.
That was happening even when I was in 30 years ago. If you were an officer and you had conservative values and principles, you were not going to make rank. You were eventually going to be weeded out. And you look at these so-called military leader professionals here under the Biden administration, under Obama's administration, and quite frankly, under Trump's administration. But even under his administration, all of these chiefs of staff up in the Pentagon, if they're not flaming liberals that don't understand true liberty, they don't keep their job. They're gone. Pretty much true with legislators as well. I mean, how many legislators, even in Wyoming, as conservative as it is, really are conservative? We couldn't even get some of these basic gun laws passed in Wyoming.
And we're sitting here reading the Constitution, reading the Second Amendment. Everybody just thinks, well, because it's on that piece of paper, it's fine. That's what we have. If you don't have the millions of guns that we have in this country backing that up, it doesn't mean a darn thing.
I'm going to play a little excerpt that I also did as a little teaser the other day. And this was an exchange between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris back during the 2020 election campaign.
You did bring up assault weapons here, and many of you on this stage have talked about executive orders. Senator Harris, you have said that you would take executive action on guns within your first 100 days, including banning imports of AR-15 assault weapons.
That's right.
President Obama, after Sandy Hook, more than 23 executive actions, and yet here we all are today. In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order, Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can, many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
And Joe Biden is trying to make the point that there are certain things you can't do by executive order because it's not constitutional. And Kamala Harris's answer in her cackling, witchy way is, yes, we can.
Now, and now Joe Biden's behind that. Yep, we can do that now.
Or somebody's behind him.
Right. He's off his meds and things are going sour.
Wasn't that Obama's slogan, the yes, we can thing?
Yes.
And people keep saying this is just another Obama term?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, he's definitely one of the puppet masters behind that, but you can't convince me that Obama's not another post-turtle as well.
Post-turtle?
Yeah.
If you see a turtle sitting on a fence post, you know it didn't get there by itself. Someone put it there.
And he has no idea why he's there.
I thought maybe you were trying to say poster child and it came up post-turtle.
No. I thought that you were talking about the turtle that comes after the one that everyone remembers.
As opposed to the pre-turtle.
You know, the turtle? No, this is
post-turtle.
Post-turtle. This is the post-turtle. Something, the other one went to live on a farm.
Aww.
That's sure. Sure
the,
he did.
The city turtle and the country turtle. They were cousins. We have beat the idea of guns pretty much to death in the Ramble Room. And yet, without our ability as private citizens to protect what is ours against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that sounds trite to say that, but it's true. And we were talking earlier about, well, the U.S. Army, for example, wouldn't go around and collect weapons from its citizens. You want to bet? And beyond that, if that becomes an issue in a particular division or whatever, they just move them off to somewhere else. We'll go send you over to Afghanistan. You try to disarm the Afghans. Good luck with that. The UN will bring in Chinese troops. After all, they own half of this country anyway.
Right. It's not going to be the Wyoming National Guard coming into Casper and trying to take guns from their families. It's going to be someone else. And I think it's really naive to sit here and think that that's never coming here.
Well, and so many people also think that it's going to be this guy with a purple mohawk and wearing his sister's pants that we're going to be fighting here.
You know him too?
It's not that guy you're going to be fighting. It's going to be the UN. It's going to be the United States military. It's not going to be these...
It might just be and this is probably going to sound racist. It might just be a big band of Central American cartel workers that they're pushing their gangs and they're pushing their drugs.
Well, that warfare has been going on for a long time. Nobody wants to talk about it.
It has been. And it's not based on race. There are people of all kinds of races in those organizations. You talk about standing out on your front porch trying to defend what's yours with nothing over a 10-round magazine against 20 or 30 guys armed. And how did they possibly get them? Because they've been illegal since the 30s with fully automatic weapons.
In our last discussion, we were referring to the Constitution as our proof that these things belong to us and therefore that we have the right to protect it. And after that discussion, Seth had a really good point about the Constitution.
The Constitution isn't important, but just even whether you think they're talking about real military-grade weapons or muskets or whatever, why does it take a piece of paper for us to decide what we will and won't put up with?
And if you're up against a whole bunch of people that don't give a crap what's on that piece of paper, that's not a very good defense.
No, they've never read it. You could tell them it had something in there about having your own pet dinosaur.
Well, one of the reasons I thought that was such a good point is because we as Christians use the Bible as our moral compass. Well, a lot of people haven't read that book. A lot of people who claim to be Christians haven't read that book. And so when we have moral arguments about abortion or pedophilia or whatever, we make our arguments from the Bible and everybody else goes, well, I don't believe in that. Well, I don't care if you believe it or not. This is just, this is my foundation. And I don't need a piece of paper telling me what to believe, like the Constitution, because I have the Bible and this is a greater foundation.
Which the Constitution is based off of. The Constitution is based off of biblical belief.
Right.
That's one of the reasons that I liked Walter Williams's quote. And I had watched the same thing and wrote down the same quote myself as what Diana shared on the last show. Because Walter kind of steps aside, okay, you don't accept the Bible, okay, you don't accept the Constitution. Here's just common rational thought. Well, how many people does that work with today?
Right.
It works with children.
Common is the key word.
Yeah, the problem with children, though, is they get exposed to public school systems and brainwashed to the point where they can't think anymore.
Right, but the point
is, it's never ending either. It's, you know, they start in kindergarten and then they go into college where it is beefed up and made more.
But I'm talking about children before kindergarten. If sure. You take two toddlers and one of them has a toy and the other one comes up and takes that toy from toddler A is offended by toddler B and feels like some retaliation is called for. That was my toy. Smack. That's a very basic fundamental thing that is ingrained in our DNA, that this is my stuff and you don't get to take it without my permission.
But they take that away from you slowly. They take that will to fight for what is yours away from you.
We talked about self-ownership and then you talked about sexual harassment. Not sexual harassment unless you have some ability to own yourself and to protect yourself. You don't have the right, you know, my body, my life, whatever. That's innate, as you were stating, and as C.S. Lewis did in Mere Christianity quite well. One of the things is, give me a bit of my orange, I gave you a bit of mine yesterday. And he's not appealing to any written law. He's just appealing to the common law of God written on our hearts. We were standing in the store the other day, and there's a line of about four or five of us there, and this guy comes up from the other side, and as soon as the register opens up, he just walks right up there. Two of us kind of stop, hey, what do you think the line is for, you idiot? I didn't say idiot, but he knew that's what I meant.
It was implied.
Yeah. And nobody went there and said, oh, phooey with your sense of right and wrong.
Right.
We all knew. What they do then is they offer an excuse and say, of course, I would have obeyed the norms, but in this case, this is very special. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that children are learning now in schools, and then because their parents and their parents' parents were also educated in schools, is that it's not about equality, like equality of outcome, equality of opportunity. It's about fairness. And so where the toddler says, don't take that from me, it was mine and you don't have a right to do that, then parents are coming up and going, wait. Let's just cut the baby doll in half. And you can each have part of it because we don't want anyone to suffer by not having the same things.
That sounds very
you played with it.
I know.
You played with it for 2 minutes. Now it's his 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. That's how we do divorces.
And I'm sure that everybody in this room has heard this saying, but I grew up with life's not fair.
Get
but
used to it.
That's the way that it is. That's
it
the way
can
it's always
be if
been.
We work hard enough.
Right.
My dad in his office at Tulane University had a sign on the wall. Actually, it was on his door coming into his office. And it said, mean people rule. And the students there hated that. That's not the way it should be. It doesn't matter whether it's the way it should be or not. That is the way it is. As we've said before, an object in motion, evil, will continue in motion, doing evil until acted on by an equal and opposite force. At some point, even here in the United States, where we've lived comfortably and free for a long, long time, an equal and opposite force will rise.
I was watching a documentary last night, and I'm not going to go too much into what it was about because it's probably going to come up in a later show, but there was one guy on there who said, I was a Democrat, then I became a Christian. And he was talking with a fellow Christian who they were kind of talking about the welfare state and stuff like that.
And how the government should be taking care of these people
right.
Because it's the Christian thing to do.
So this guy who was a Democrat says, well, the Bible talks about all this stuff, right? And the other Christian who was obviously older and wiser and more experienced, said, "Is the Bible talking about the government or is the Bible talking about you? Who is being called to action in the scriptures?" And I think that there has been this fundamental shift in the thinking in America where instead of having that personal ownership, personal responsibility, we've shifted that to the government. And now the government is taking advantage of that like we knew they were going to do. And we're just kind of throwing our hands up going, well, I guess that's fair. Wait a second. You might feel that way if you haven't been contributing to the functioning of the government. But for those people who have been paying taxes and following the law and being responsible citizens and voting and all of that stuff, it doesn't feel fair. Because I have built all this stuff and you're trying to take it away and give it to people who haven't built it. And so now you have the people who are looking at, they're going to start coming and taking my freedoms, and now they're going to start taking my guns. And other people think, well, that's fair, right? That's for everyone's safety. It just makes sense. It's fair. No, it's not. Because there are some of us who have put in the work, and we don't want that taken from us.
Well, here recently they've started talking about, well, they've been talking about it for a long time, but here recently it's started to pick up pace where they're going to start taxing the rich way more.
Start?
way more.
Way more. Yeah. They're going to start taxing them way more. And then they think, oh, well, that's fair because they're rich. Well,
they got more than they need.
Look at the trickle-down effect of that. But it's not going to be fair in the end whenever you can't buy a loaf of bread. It's not going to be fair in the end. Making everything fair is stupid because it never works.
It's impossible.
Now, this stuff's been going on for a long, long time in places that seem really far away, and we feel like we're sheltered from it. And it was just a joke. People made fun of things. Oh, you hear what they're doing in California, what they're doing in New York, and we don't do anything about it. Nobody really says anything. That will never happen here.
We just grumble and make podcasts.
Well, before that, it was just a punchline of a silly joke, but we're losing our little sanctuary because they screwed their place up bad enough. They got to go somewhere else. It's not just a funny joke anymore.
And then
it's
they
want to
apply
here.
The same stuff here.
Yeah.
As it went wrong in California.
Well, they learned
New York.
What they did wrong the first time.
Venezuela.
Right.
Now we know.
Right. We can make socialism work here because we've seen all the ways that it doesn't work. So
it's
we'll
almost
just
like
tweak it a little bit.
America is actually pretty young in terms of how long nations last. And it almost seems like America is in puberty. Where if you look at a teenager, they do all these dumb things and their parents go, oh, that's really dumb and it's not going to work out. Well, it's going to be different for me because I'm a special case. Kind of like your point earlier where I can cut in line because I have these special circumstances. I'm a special kid and it's going to turn out differently, right? But everybody who has gone before and tried the socialism thing is saying it doesn't work. And the left is saying, well, it didn't work there, but we can do it differently. And I don't think we're going to make it to adulthood because our puberty is such a mess.
There's a lot of zits.
We're having kind of a sex change operation in the United States, too. We used to be kind of male-dominated, masculine, you know, John Wayne, rugged individualist. And I don't know what metrosexual means, but...
Someone who rides the bus, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hi, Pat.
People have just been sitting around letting stuff happen because what they're doing doesn't apply to me. I don't have to worry about it. They can screw up their own place if they want. People need to quit sitting there letting things happen.
I've said this before, but we sacrificed some stuff under Trump, too. He started imposing laws on bump stocks and stuff like that. He infringed on our Second Amendment rights. It's opening the door for this administration to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. We all have to be very vigilant on what is going on with this. This isn't just something that's going on and you can ignore it. This is actually happening. Executive orders are trying to be signed here. And he can't do anything legally with executive orders, but he is going to start opening some doors and you're going to start seeing some effect. Taxing ammunition, the shortage of ammunition, making it impossible for you to arm yourselves.
Just making it possible to sue a gun owner because somebody took a lawful product and went out and abused it.
Yeah, the company suing like Glock for some guy that maybe didn't even get his gun legally going out and shooting somebody. That's ridiculous. And Joe Biden said that that's the only company that's exempt from that. That's complete falsehood. Look at the tobacco company. You can't sue the tobacco company anymore for your lung cancer.
Imagine if you could sue the table saw company.
Trust me, I've laid awake at night trying to figure that out.
You might have a fancy thumb then.
You could have three thumbs.
But there are other ways to infringe on your Second Amendment rights other than coming door to door and taking your guns.
Sure.
Yeah.
This and taxes on ammunition is a huge infringement.
Every little step, the bump stock thing, everybody says, oh, I don't like.
Yeah, we don't need
a bump
those.
Stock anyway. They're
and stupid. They are dumb.
But every little step like that sets a precedent. And then slowly, more and more things happen. Taxes on ammunition gets rid. Yes, you might have a gun, but you only have three bullets, and you don't remember how to shoot it.
There's yet one more way that they've been infringing not only on our Second Amendment rights, but basically the whole Bill of Rights. We see it very strongly in the First and in the Tenth, is brainwashing our children. The kids today, all they hear is, you don't need that. You don't have any need to have a weapon of mass destruction in your own home. And these kids are just eating it up because nobody is teaching them the truth that the world is a dangerous place. And there are a lot of have-nots out there that want to come take what you have. And it's not evil to have things.
You know, you don't need a gun. Nobody needs a gun. But what every person has a human right to is high-speed internet.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And to vote without an ID. Yeah.
And an abortion.
That's just ridiculous.
You might need an abortion.
Well, and one of the things about what Seth was saying, where every little thing, every little encroachment opens the door for another one, is that it also, in our minds, makes it harder and harder for us to find the line where we say thus far and no farther.
Right.
Well, we said okay to that, so how is it right to say no on this one? Because it's just as small a change as that other one. And so we lose our ability to judge that kind of thing, or the will to say, no, we were wrong up till now, but we have to stop somewhere, because the argument would then be, but you didn't care about this. Oh, you're right.
Well, and the President of the United States can come out with no fear and say, none of these amendments are set in stone. We can do
whatever. None of what I'm talking about is any violation of right. Shall not be infringed.
It's kind of like I brought it up with the mask thing, not on here, but I was talking about that with someone at work, and they said, you know, it's just like when they started telling us we had to wear seatbelts. Everyone was outraged. You can't. And now you don't even think about it. It starts with little simple things like that, and you get used to it, and then next thing you know, they're telling you to wear a plastic bag over your head because it's for your safety and everyone else's safety, and now it doesn't seem as silly as it did before because they made you do all this other stupid
stuff. Plus, all the people who actually did it are dead, so they can't say anything against it.
No one remembers a time before the government could tell you to wear whatever they wanted on your head.
Unless you were a soldier.
Yeah, in a few years, while everybody's wearing masks around Walmart, nobody's going to know the difference.
Well, that's what makes me so mad when you see like a little 3-year-old running around with a mask and a cell phone. That's not going to seem odd
to
them
later. I'm all for muzzling children, but...
when they put a mask on a kid, you got to have a way to tighten those straps up
right,
a lot.
Right, right. So it's actually working to keep the quiet.
It's not so much for germs.
I think I've mentioned it before. There was a picture on the Sheridan Press last week of the high school band playing their wind instruments, wearing masks. The flute players were sticking the flute in the side of the mask and blowing into it so all the air is coming out right in front of their neighbors' faces. The sax players and reed players, woodwinds players, of course, they had modified masks, which basically covered nothing because they had a big opening in it so that they could put the instrument into the mouth and then blow. And the bells of the instrument, where all of that stuff was coming out, completely uncovered. At some point, and we've said this before and we're going to keep saying it, at some point, somebody's got to stand up and say, this emperor is naked. This is stupid.
Well, and it's growing more and more dumb by the day.
But
I mean, you'd have to be a retard to sit in that audience and watch them play and go, yeah, that looks safe. All right, there's no germs getting out there.
But that's what I was talking about with the little baby steps at a time. If you took someone from even a year and a half ago and put them in that school auditorium watching these kids with masks on with holes blowing stuff in each other's faces, they'd have to stop
the
program.
You'd think it was a joke.
Because they were laughing so hard.
Yeah.
And you just get used to these little baby steps of, yep. Well, that's what they said. That's what they said we got to do.
Just go along to get along. Well,
yeah. Taking the guns, well, you know.
I haven't washed my hands in over a year. My immune system is perking along just fine.
I wash my left hand because I eat with that one. Right one. All
right, just shake everybody else's hand.
That one's got some nasty stuff under the fingernail.
I just want to kind of end here with, if you like the way cat tastes, let them take your guns.
Along with Chinese mustard?
Yeah.
No, not cats. It's not even going to be real meat.
Yes. Well,
just wait.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're working on it. They're working on that.
Yeah.
If you're one of the people listening, we appreciate you. Thank you very much for listening. You can follow us on Facebook. You can listen to us on Podbean, on Spotify, now on Apple Podcasts. It's iTunes, but also Apple Podcasts more specifically. We're also working on building a website. So keep track of us, listen, and share with your friends. There are a lot of people waking up, and they need information, and we like to think of ourselves as people who are providing that service. And so if you think so too, share with your friends.
And thank you to all of our Facebook
followers.
That's not a
communist thing.
That's what?
That's not a communist thing, sharing with your friends.
No. No communism in the Ramble Room.
Hey, as long as no one forced you.
Did you pass me over that cat leg?